I don't know anybody, as far as I know, that plays online poker, but there are millions of Americans that do. The estimates say 10 million in the U.S. play online poker, and that generates about $5 billion annually for the online poker companies. That industry is in jeopardy at this point. That's because if the Justice Department has its way, it could be one bet players and poker companies lose. Last week, the Justice Department indicted top executives at online poker companies who had money abroad. They charged with money laundering and wire fraud. Joining us this morning, two players and people concerned with the industry. Aaron Todd, a journalist who covers the gaming industry for the Casino City Times. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
And it's fair to call you a player?
Yeah, I'm a small stakes recreational player. I play for fun and, you know, sometimes I win a little bit and cash it out, but I really am not a big limit player, and I certainly don't rely on my income coming from online poker.
What qualifies as small stakes, like the nickel slots?
Well, it's not really slot machines. It's a poker game.
I just mean, is that a good comparison? You're talking about change?
You know, sort of. I mean, you can sit down at a small stakes table. You can play. The blinds in poker are kind of forced bets, and you can play for stakes as low as one penny and two penny blinds. You can sit down with a dollar and play for, you know, 3 hours with that dollar. You know, so you can play, you know, for the smallest possible stakes.
Okay. Also with us, Tim Flores, marketing executive in the online poker industry. That's what he does now. But before Tim Flores, you were not a small stakes player. You were a big stakes professional online poker player, right?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yes, I used to play 40 hours a week, oftentimes 20 tables at a time. And that's, in fact, how I got into the marketing end of the business, having played professionally for so long. I built up a number of connections that job opportunities ended up opening up, and here I am today.
And you figured you might as well have a paycheck instead of having to let your income rely on your hand.
Exactly.
All right, so Aaron, Todd, let's go back to you're a journalist who covers the gaming industry for the Casino City Times. Talk to me about what the details are of this Justice Department case against the top executives. It's interesting that it's against the executives individually, but doesn't name companies.
Well, yes, it names the executives certainly as the head of those companies. It all stems back to the 2006 law, the Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act, which basically tasked banks and financial institutions with blocking transactions from Americans to online poker and online gambling sites. And, you know, banks started complying with this law and blocking, you know, Americans from making deposits to online poker rooms, and the poker rooms were losing their supply of money. So, you know, the indictments alleged that the companies set up shell companies that made it look like, instead of making deposits to online poker companies, that these players were actually buying golf balls or, you know, conducting some other sort of business with the company, and that's how they were getting the money. So that's where the bank fraud and money laundering charges come from. There are charges of illegal gambling within the indictments, but every legal expert I've talked to has said that those are pretty weak cases. Really, the meat of this case has to do with hiding money sources, bank fraud, and money laundering.
And in fact, casinos behave like banks in the sense that they have to hold reserves to even function because cash is their lifeblood. Aaron Todd is a journalist who covers the gaming industry for Casino City. He's on the line from Needham, Massachusetts. From Minneapolis, we're talking with Tim Flores, who works in the online poker industry on the marketing side. He's a former professional online poker player. Tim Flores, aside from the discussion of money laundering, do you think there's a part of this that has to do with an American kind of morality question about gambling and that online poker is just a target?
To be honest with you, I really don't think so. From my perspective, it's clear to me that the major land-based casino companies in Las Vegas want to enter the market, and they have been working with the right politicians to make sure that they kind of get their way. And I suspect that they're just trying to flatten the competitors before they enter the industry.
Oh, interesting. You know, Tim, though, it is possible that the players may be the big losers here. I know that there's a lot of people who do play online poker who are worried about the money that they still have invested in the game that they're afraid they won't get back.
Well, I have quite a bit of money myself locked up on some of these rooms, and yeah, I've been unable to process it because the Department of Justice has currently frozen the bank accounts of these companies. So right now, it's kind of just a game of wait and see. Players will eventually get all of their funds back. That's what happened in 2006 when the UIGEA passed. But At this point, it's just a matter of how long it's going to, you know, how long is that going to be? How long am I going to have to sit around and wait to get my checks?
And Aaron Todd with the Casino City Times, it is the actual success of the online poker industry, which makes Tim suspect it may be a target from the Las Vegas casinos, right? I mean, the fact is they're making a huge profit.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, there have been, you know, there have been statewide bills. There have been, you know, federal bills that have, you know, attempted to legislate this. And you know, some of them, the one that was, you know, Harry Reid was pushing a bill last year in the Senate that would have blocked out all operators that currently allow U.S. customers. So that certainly would have shut down, you know, these companies in a similar fashion. And at least for a period of time, and it would have given the land-based giants here in, you know, the U.S., Caesars Entertainment, MGM, a real head start, you know, to hit the ground running with no existing competition to enter the market.
So land-based giants.
I'm not sure that the land-based corporations are, you know, pushing this legal action. I'm sure they're jumping for joy over it.
Land-based
giants. You know, I think the Department of Justice is acting on its own.
That's a great term, land-based giants. Tim Flores, before we go, how much money are we talking here? You got locked up and your assets frozen like Muammar Gaddafi?
just a few thousand. Nothing massive. But I will get it, and poker players will get their money out of the sites. It's just a matter of time.
That's Tim Flores, marketing executive in the online poker industry, former professional poker player, and Aaron Todd, journalist who covers the gaming industry for the Casino City Times. Are you implying that Muammar Gaddafi has millions tied up
in the online poker? No, it must feel, having your assets frozen. You must think like a little like Gaddafi. Not that Tim Flores does anything with strafing gamblers.
No.
He wouldn't do anything.
Of course not.
No.
Oh, Hawk.